What's up, Eagle Country? Thank you so much for tuning in to another edition of Crunch Time, presented by OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, the orthopedic authority for work, sports, and everyday injuries. You can go online to learn more and schedule your next appointment at OrthoSensi.com. That's OrthoCincy.com. And if you are looking to see someone at the Lawrenceburg office, it's great to know that you never need that appointment. They do accept the walk-ins. Again, you can learn more at OrthoCincy.com. But glad to be with you on this Monday evening, December 11th. And we've had some great guests here in the past few weeks. But this week, flying solo, going to get to a lot of happenings in hometown sports, of course. Now, this is going to be kind of a good episode to kind of reset and see what's shaking out there in Eagle Country before we have another great guest in studio next week, that being the South Dearborn Knights boys basketball program. So looking forward to having Coach Cosgrove in and a few of his star players. South Dearborn off to a pretty decent start so far this season. So that's going to be a great chat, I have no doubt, with them next week. But some of the things we're going to get to on the show this evening, a little weekend rundown, giving you some highlights from what happened over the weekend. Certainly want to talk about the Rivertown Classic and the Ripley County Tournament. Those tournaments coming up just in a handful of weeks. The draws are out there, and we want to spread some more information about those events. Lawrenceburg, the boys' varsity and JV teams, they're going to play at the Hoosier Gym this Saturday. We got some information on that. A couple records that were broken in girls' basketball. A couple of high school athletes committing to play college ball. So this is going to be a great show. Lots of information being thrown at you over the next now 28 minutes. So let's jump right in to our weekend rundown and hit some of those highlights from this past weekend. I want to start with our Eagle Country 99-3 feature game this past Friday out at Lawrenceburg High School. Batesville getting the better of the Tigers 52-48 in what we were calling a very crucial early season EIAC matchup. Both of these two teams certainly talented enough to compete in the EIAC and potentially win the conference championship. There's going to be many other teams that want to put their name out there and say, hey, we're going to be conference champs. You know, Greensburg's always tough. Connersville always has a great program. I mentioned South Dearborn off to a good start. Liked what I saw out of East Central in their first game. They went to Jennings County, a team that was really, really good a year ago, and took them to overtime, ultimately lost 73-65. But there's some really good teams in the EIAC, and I think we're going to get some really good basketball throughout this season. But this was a pretty good game. At times, maybe it didn't seem like it, as Batesville just kind of kept inching their way to pulling away in this game. Led 14 points at one point in the third quarter, but Charlie Meyer got hot from outside. He hit three threes in a row. J.P. Izzo gets a steal. He goes down for the one-hand slam, and all of a sudden you look up at the scoreboard, and the Tigers are only down 1 point. And a bulk of that run came, actually all of that run came after junior star Cade Kaiser went to the bench with three fouls in the third quarter, and Coach Garrett took a timeout right there when Lawrenceburg got within 1 point. Put Cade Kaiser back into the game, and that was pretty much all she wrote. Batesville was able to get that lead back up to around 9-10 points. Lawrenceburg hung around in the game, but ultimately couldn't get over the hump. I thought Jack Grunkmeyer was the star of the game. 17 points, 10 rebounds, did a lot of great work on the offensive boards. Sam Johnson with some timely scoring. He hit some big shots and some free throws down the stretch with 14 points. And then Cade Kaiser, kind of a slow night scoring the basketball, 11 points, but he did have five assists and had a big impact on this game. Obviously, the big run with him off the floor, and then he comes back on the floor and things start to go Batesville's way. So he was a key part in this game as well. Mentioned Charlie Meyer. He finished with 16 points. Noah Caniga had a bunch of points late, had 13, and then Cooper Bowe, who was working in the middle of that 2-3 zone, 10 points, 8 assists. He was making a bunch of great passes. There was probably two or three possessions where he was looking to find a cutting teammate under the basket, and the teammate just couldn't haul in the pass. He could have had a double-double in this game is all I'm saying, but a really great contest between two teams that are going to win a lot of basketball games this season. So wanted to start with the feature game that we had this past Friday on our weekend highlights. Congratulations to Switzerland County's boys basketball team, Rulers of the River, 65-50 win over Rising Sun in VV. And Cam Craig off to a great start in his junior year, 31 points, 10 rebounds, and 3 assists in that game. Mason Peelman adds 10 points as Switzerland County gets the big win over their rivals. It was a great Saturday for our local girls basketball teams. Every team that played on Saturday locally defeated a team that's either outside of Eagle Country or, you know, pretty close to Eagle Country. Oldenburg Academy was a 41-23 winner over Indiana Deaf. Coach Disbro has done a fantastic job with the Lady Twisters. They are off to an awesome start this year. Milan gets a 50-35 win over Edinburgh. South Dearborn, a 42-26 winner over Hauser. Switzerland County, 53-40 winner over Shaw Memorial. Courtney Higgins had 15 points, 6 assists, 3 rebounds, and 3 steals. Macy Collier added 12 points and 4 rebounds. Lawrenceburg, a 45-42 winner over Connersville, behind 18 points from Brooklyn Craig. She has been phenomenal so far in her sophomore season. Her point per game average is probably among the best increases in the state of Indiana from last year to this year, I should say. Cameron Ferreira, 15 points. And the Tigers get a big EIAC win. Jackson Dell was a 54-32 winner over New Washington, thanks to 18 points each from Julia Meyer and Reagan Hughes. Both of them have been very consistent thus far this season, scoring the basketball. And Kaylin Henners had 10 points for the Lady Eagles, as it was a great Saturday night for our local teams. One other thing we wanted to get to in wrestling over the weekend, Milan. First place at the Knightstown Invitational, so Carson Betts, Colton Harris, Matthew Baylor, Tom Poole, Cameron Gilb, Dylan Engel, Caleb Wilburn, Lucas Richards, and Kayla Roel went undefeated. So a great job from the Milan wrestling team as they take first place at the Knightstown. There was the East Central Invitational, South Dearborn Invitational in swimming. You can check out those stats and scores among more boys and girls basketball stats and scores on the local sports report over at EagleCountryOnline.com. Let's stick with basketball right now. I want to talk about the Rivertown Classic. It was just last week that we had Lawrenceburg and Rising Suns girls basketball programs in studio at the same time to talk about their upcoming Hooping for Hope game, which will happen on Thursday, December 21st. More on that in just a minute. And I feel like I kind of spoke this into existence, but they're going to play each other in the first round of Rivertown Classic, which is interesting because they're going to play on the 21st and they're going to turn around and play each other basically 2 weeks later. So we'll see how it all shakes out in those two games. But I joke that that would probably happen, and that is what happened. So we'll have South Dearborn, Switzerland County. They're going to play game one. Rising Sun versus Lawrenceburg will be game two, and that will be true for the girls and boys tournaments, which will happen that first week of January. The girls will get started on Wednesday night. Boys first round action on Thursday, girls consolation and championship game that Friday, and then the boys with their consolation game and championship that Saturday, and all eight of those games will air on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3. Also going to have the cheerleading competition. That will be held at noon on that first Saturday in January, so lots to look forward to at the Rivertown Classic, and always thrilling for us to be there. It's a lot of fun. I remember being at the very first one. I've probably told this story a bunch over the past few years, but my brother, he played at Lawrenceburg, was a senior, and they won the first ever Boys Rivertown Classic, defeating Switzerland County in the championship game. So I've basically been there for just about all of them, minus a few of those while I was off to college in the early mid-2000s, I should say. So again, it's something I've been a part of for a long, long time, and love being there as a broadcaster. Always a lot of fun. And conversely, the Ripley County tournament goes on basically at the same time. It's going to be a Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday format for the girls and boys from Ripley County, Milan and South Ripley. Batesville and Jacksonville are the first round matchups, again, both in the girls and boys tournaments. Boys will play at Batesville, girls will play at Jacksonville. And we did want to mention that there's some t-shirt sales going on right now to commemorate the 100th annual Boys Ripley County Tournament. I'm getting them confused right now. But we have this information over at EagleCountryOnline.com. These shirts are pretty cool. Gray in color on the left chest. It's got a little 100th Ripley County Tournament logo. And then on the back, it has all of the schools that have played in the Ripley County Tournament over the 100 years. So this is pretty neat. I mean, this is going way back. So there's a likelihood that your school's logo is on the back of that shirt. And they're just really cool. You definitely want to look into getting one. And if you're going to be out at the Ripley County Tournament, you want to be rocking your Ripley County Tournament t-shirt too. All right, one more thing to get to before we take a short break and reset. You are listening to Crunch Time, presented by OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. And did mention in the intro that the Lawrenceburg Tigers boys basketball program going to have a pretty cool opportunity this Saturday. They're going to get to play at the historic Hoosier Gym. That will be the JV and varsity teams taking on Greenfield Central on Saturday, and Athletic Director Ryan Kaniga passing along this information earlier this morning. Game vouchers available at the Lawrenceburg Athletic Department at the high school until Thursday, and these vouchers will serve as your ticket to the game on Saturday. Each ticket is priced as $10, and you will pay that at the gym after giving them your voucher. So the voucher is just kind of holding your place in the bleachers. There's not a lot of seating at the Hoosier Gym if you've never been. So you want to guarantee your seat before you make the drive all the way up there, and they tell you that the gym is full. You can take your chances there, though. They will have walk-up tickets available as long as seats are still open, but probably a pretty good idea to just head over to Lawrenceburg High School this week, at least until Thursday. Pick up your game voucher and make sure you got a place in the stands, as this is going to be a really cool opportunity for these young men to play at this gym. I talked to Lawrenceburg's boys basketball team several weeks back. Coach Cutter was in with them in the studio, and I asked them all if they had seen the movie Hoosiers. I think it's a cardinal sin to live in these parts and not have seen that movie. So everyone's well aware of the movie, Milan's history, what this gym has meant to the state of Indiana and basketball. Lots of games played there throughout the years, and I just think it's kind of neat to be able to say that you played a game in this historic gym and kind of have that nostalgia for the fans as well to be there and say, hey, they're playing in the Hoosier Gym. This is all about the movie in 54. It's just really cool. I don't know if I'm articulating it the way that I want to, but I wish I would have had the opportunity to play at this gym when I was in high school. So I think it's pretty awesome, and hopefully the kids from Lawrenceburg will take it all in and they'll create some great memories coming up this Saturday. And looking at their opponent, it's going to be a tough one for Lawrenceburg. Greenfield Central is off to a 5-0 start. They are ranked number 14 in Class 4A, and they're averaging about 62 points per game, giving up around 46 points per game. But there's a young man on their team you're going to want to watch up close and personal. Get out to the Hoosier Gym on Saturday, support the Tigers, but also see one of the best prospects in the state of Indiana, Braylon Mullins, a 6'5 junior shooting guard for Greenfield Central, averaging 26.5 points per game, 7 rebounds, 3 steals, a 4-star recruit. He is ranked the number 6 player in his class in the state of Indiana. Currently holds offers from a ton of D1 schools: Ball State, IU, Indiana State, Iowa, IUPUI, Kent State, and Ohio, Miami of Ohio, Notre Dame, Ohio, my alma mater, looking for the right word there, University of Southern Indiana, Toledo, Tulane, Valpo, and Virginia Tech. So a lot of schools after the services of Braylon Mullins, and he is certainly having a great start to his junior year. So we'll see how the Tigers play against him and how they can maybe try to take him out of the game or at least slow him down a little bit on Saturday. But going to be a good test for Lawrenceburg. Looking forward to seeing how they do at the Hoosier Gym. And again, all the information about the game and the vouchers, the tickets, everything you need to know, EagleCountryOnline.com. We'll stop for a short break. When we come back, we have more to get to on Crunch Time, presented by OrthoSensi, Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Only heard at Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com. Welcome back to Crunch Time on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3. I am your host, Double T Travis there, and we appreciate the continued sponsorship from OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dr. Brian Whistle, Dr. Ron Auer, and Dr. Roman Trimble, located right here in Lawrenceburg, so it's easy to find the orthopedic specialist you need close to home, OrthoSensi.com. Again, that's OrthoSensi.com. Wanted to give you a quick update on our broadcast schedule. We're going to be bringing you two games coming up next week. Our next two broadcasts will happen on Tuesday, December 19th, and Thursday, December 21st. We'll be heading to St. Leon on the 19th as the East Central Trojans welcome in the Milan Indians. And then on Thursday, December 21st, back at Lawrenceburg High School, where the Lawrenceburg Lady Tigers will host the Rising Sun Lady Shiners in their in Lawrenceburg's annual Hooping for Hope game. And if you are heading out to the Hooping for Hope game on the 21st, we hope that you will dedicate a few bucks in your wallet to the cause, as all the proceeds from the event are going to go to the iWin Foundation. So that's not only going to include ticket price to get into the game, but they're also going to have some other fundraisers going on during the game. There's a donation link that you'll be able to find if you can't make the game. Basically, there's a lot of ways that you can get involved and help a great cause. They do have a $2,000 fundraising goal, but I think between the Lawrenceburg and Rising Sun communities that are going to hopefully pack the gym on December 21st, and maybe some of the other surrounding communities that will hit the donation link that aren't planning on being at the game, we can get well over $2,000 for this great event and help out some folks that are battling breast cancer. That's what the iWin Foundation does, and they use their funds to help those folks in ways that maybe you wouldn't think they need help. We had Jason Reeder in last week with the Lady Tigers. He's been a big part in helping put on this event for the last couple of years, and he mentioned it could be maybe there's a breast cancer patient that needs their lawn mowed in the spring or summer. Well, they can get people to help them that way, since we're getting close to wintertime. Maybe they're going to need their driveway shoveled. I don't know, but there's a lot of different ways. Gas money to get to and from appointments. If you're, you know, maybe from Rising Sun and you got to go to Cincinnati to get treatment, that's a long way to go, and gas ain't cheap. So these are things that the iWin Foundation does to help those folks that, again, are battling breast cancer. So I think this is an absolutely phenomenal cause. Hopefully it goes on for many more years, and we are glad to be a small part of it, broadcasting the game on December 21st. Myself and Mike Perleberg will be there to broadcast Lawrenceburg and Rising Sun. And not only is it going to be a great event, two communities coming together to raise a lot of money for a great cause, but it should be a pretty good basketball game on the floor as well. Both teams having a pretty good season. They got some talented players. I think they match up pretty well with one another. And it's going to be a Rivertown Classic first-round game preview. So there's lots to like about the Hooping for Hope game coming up on Thursday, the 21st. Hopefully you can be in the gym. If not, please listen to us here at Eagle Country 99.3 or at EagleCountryOnline.com, and hit that donation link if you're not going to be in the gym that evening. But if you want more information on the Hooping for Hope game, we do have it for you over at EagleCountryOnline.com. Speaking of girls basketball, we want to give a shout out to Switzerland County's girls basketball team. Great. A couple of records that were set not too long ago. Switzerland County combined for 60 rebounds in a 59-42 win over Carroll County on their throwback night at the old gym. That was a new record for the girls basketball team rebounds in a game. And they also had sophomore Lauren Smith collect 19 rebounds, which tied the previous record set by Jonna Stoltz-Sweeney. So 10 Lady Pacers in total, recorded a rebound in that game and helped set a new record for the Switzerland County Lady Pacers. So a job well done there. Wanted to get to a couple of college commitments. There's been quite a few of them here in recent memory. But a big congratulations to Bobby Weiler, senior out at Batesville High School, had an excellent football career. He announced that he is going to be attending the University of St. Francis in Fort Wayne to be a member of their football team. He was a star on the defensive line and as a tight end, played a key role in a great season for Batesville, which resulted in them winning the EIAC Small School Division, also won a Class 3A sectional title. He had 55 tackles, including a team-high 13.5 tackles for loss, 3 sacks, 10 hurries. Caused a couple fumbles and recovered one as well. Offensively, didn't catch the ball much, 8 passes for 135 and a touchdown, but was often used as a blocker, and he was a good one. But going to join a St. Francis roster that currently includes former Lawrenceburg Tigers star Garrett Yoon. So congratulations to Bobby Weiler on his commitment to St. Francis. Had a Lawrenceburg High School student athlete announce her commitment as well. It is Georgia Long. She intends to play soccer at Franklin College. Defender for the Lady Tigers, did miss most of her senior season due to a broken collarbone, but has returned to play for Cincinnati West Academy Elite. So she is raring up to go and going to be a good one there at Franklin College. And off the field, gets it done as well. Student Council member, National Honor Society, among other accolades. And she plans to be a dual major in college in exercise science and psychology. So a big congratulations to Georgia Long. Max Hotze from East Central. Again, I don't know. I think I've been butchering the kid's name for a couple of years now. I hope I said it right. If not, I'll just refer to him as Max, and one of the top pitchers in the EIAC. He is going to be playing at Moorhead State University, and Max was an all-EIAC performer last spring. 7-0 record. ERA was 0.99. Absolutely getting it done. Helped lead the Trojans to an 18-8 record and an EIAC championship, and his ERA is great. His GPA might be better at 3.9, member of the National Honor Society, and is planning to major in chiropractic program at Moorhead State. Easy for me to say, the communications major. So there you have it, a couple of college commitments here recently. Always fun to talk about that. A lot of kids hope to play college ball in their respective sports. Doesn't always work out for everybody. So when we get a chance to spread that information, it is absolutely awesome. Also wanted to pass this information along. The Knights of Columbus free throw contest going to be held on Saturday, January 13th at St. Mary's Church Gym in Aurora. All boys and girls ages 9 to 14 in the area invited to participate in the local level of the competition. Each contestant's going to get 15 free throw shots, and the winners in each age group do move on to the district competition. So participants will need a proof of age and written parental consent, but you can learn more about entry forms, additional information, contact information over at EagleCountryOnline.com. And while I got a few minutes to round out the show, did want to talk a little Bengals football, as things are starting to look a little bit better for the Bengals. I can admit that I was one of those people that was ready to give up on the season when Joe Burrow went out for the season, but Jake Browning has certainly played well over the past couple of weeks. I think the entire team has played well over the past couple of weeks, but I was sitting there thinking, hey, if they lose a few more games to round out the season, they weren't really going anywhere anyways. I'm cool with improved draft stock. I've heard other people talk about how ludicrous it is to think that way, but I only think it's ludicrous to think that way if you're like actively rooting for your team to lose to get the improved draft stock, or you're mad when they win. I don't watch my team like that. I want them to win every game regardless of who's in there at quarterback. I never actively root against them. I'm just saying realistically, if they're not going to win the Super Bowl this year, not getting make the playoffs perhaps, then why not have a better draft pick? If you pick higher in each round, theoretically you're going to get a better player, and that would help towards next year when you do have your number one quarterback back in there. But like I said, Jake Browning has me thinking differently. The way he's played these last couple of weeks, he certainly looks comfortable back there. He's got a lot of weapons. T. Higgins back in the fold, I think that's helped certainly over these past couple of games. Maybe open up Ja'Marr Chase a little bit more. You throwing Chase Brown in there with Joe Mixon, kind of a 1-2 punch at running back. We saw what they did yesterday. The weapons are there. The offensive line looks like they're coming together a little bit, and this team is in position to make a run at the playoffs. Now, watching the game yesterday, the particular network it was on, as they were wrapping up the game, said the Bengals, as of today, would be in a playoff spot, barring a win by Denver later in the day, and that wasn't true at all. They're still behind the Colts, they're still behind Houston, and they are behind Denver, who did win yesterday, all of them having a 7-6 record. But the Bengals have been so poor in the AFC that all the tie breaks are going to the other team, so they're going to have to keep winning and hope for some losses the other way to even have a chance at the playoffs. There's still some hope there. They should be able to beat Minnesota this week, who is also playing with a backup quarterback, and they looked very poor against the Raiders yesterday. They got Pittsburgh after that. They got two very winnable games in a row. They still have to play Kansas City and Cleveland. Those games aren't going to be easy, but the Bengals are in playoff contention, and in this particular season, what I've seen from the AFC is there's not a lot of teams that have risen to the top and are clear-cut favorites. Sure, Baltimore and Miami look pretty good. Kansas City's down, already beaten Jacksonville with Jake Browning. I just think it's pretty open. I don't think it's out of the question now for this Bengals team to make the playoffs and maybe win a game. Do I think they're going to make a run at the whole entire thing? I seriously doubt it. That would be a Disney-type story if Jake Browning is able to do that, lead this team to where they want to go. But, hey, that's still a possibility right now, even if it's a very, very slight possibility. So I'm enjoying the ride. I'm having a lot of fun watching Jake Browning do his thing. He's been absolutely awesome. And kudos to Mr. Joe Burrow on his birthday yesterday, giving up his family's box so that Jake Browning's family could sit there and not have to sit out in the cold. Jake said he and his family from California, they're not quite used to the cold weather just yet. So a very great gesture by Joe Burrow, who has also been a helpful hand to Jake Browning down on the sidelines, being a good teammate, helping him out to the best of his ability. So this has been a whole lot of fun to watch, and I hope they keep it rolling this Saturday against Minnesota. But that is my time. Actually went over just a little bit. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Next week, great guest in studio, South Dearborn Boys Basketball will be here to talk about their season before we take a week off on Christmas Day. So thank you so much for listening to Crunch Time, presented by OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. This is Eagle Country 99.3.